This week's FNRAD Double Bonus episode is brought to you by Donner Ski Ranch. For over 35 years, Donner has allowed unrestricted snowboarding access. That's fucking rad. The FNRAD Snowboard Podcast is presented by Skyview Campers, Never Summer's innovative take on the tiny home. Designed and built in beautiful Colorado, check out skyviewcampers.com. Wired Snowboards builds quality snowboards by hand 10 minutes away from my house. Visit wiredsnowboards.com and order one today. Fixed bindings are easy to adjust, long-lasting, high-performance bindings built to have less impact on the environment. Check out fixedbindingco.com. Rip Curl Outerwear, strength, durability, and performance. Designed to search further in the snow, head to ripcurl.com and check out the Anti-Series jacket. I can't wait to rock this thing. New Greens, 100% organic, vibrant green juice. Buy yourself some at newgreens.com and use code FNRAD at checkout for 20% off. The Boardroom Snowboard Shop, best selection, best prices. Vancouver's premier snowboard shop. The Boardroom ships to anywhere in North America, so go to boardroomshop.com or visit their stores in Vancouver and North Van. Support also comes from Mount Seymour, Grouse Mountain, Cypress Mountain, the Pro Standard GoPro accessories, and our friends at 1910. You can use code FNRAD at checkout for 20% off at 1910.com. The Haven's a center for transformational learning located on beautiful Gabriola Island. Plan a visit at haven.ca and use code FNRAD at checkout to save 10% off their Come Alive program. This week, I'm dropping two short interviews from the Legends of Tahoe event at Donner Ski Ranch. The first is none other than past guest and member of the Burton International A-Team in the late 80s and early 90s, Mike the Joker Jacoby. Mike joined Craig, Brushy, and Duckboy on the Burton Demo Tour and World Snowboard Tour. Whereas the inventor of the J-Tear, Mike consistently podiumed in both freestyle and alpine events. Here's a quick interview with the Joker. Enjoy. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had oatmeal. My dad made some oatmeal, and I put bananas and oranges and some yogurt in it. Vanilla yogurt.
I think to a thing... That's what you had for breakfast the first time I interviewed you.
I don't have that often.
Consistent. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm here with Mike Jacoby, absolute legend. He just completely blew my mind with yellow pants. The yellow pant era is such a defining era of snowboard history.
Yellow pants, red jacket.
Yellow pants, red jacket.
Yeah, that puts it together.
That's it. That's it. And so when you got that kit, I think the history of that is Bert Lamar did some look pants in yellow with the big knees. Craig rode those. A bunch of people rode those.
Yeah.
But when Burton did the yellow pants, it was maybe the first time ever that there were proper fitting snowboard pants from a snowboard company. Right? Like everything up to that had maybe a bungee, something wrong with it.
Yeah.
These were perfect.
Yeah.
Side zips. They just fit well. They didn't have the different colored knee pads.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. Yep. Then, you know, and like, I mean, you're onto the pants. I'm onto the jacket.
Right.
You know, the jacket came fully insulated.
Yep.
And I just remember that Craig had pulled, he was like, hey, you know, I was like, kind of like, you could see, and like, let's check out what I did. And he just pulled all the insulation out of him. And then, so that's what I did.
Yeah.
My mom kind of seamstressed up a little bit and made them so they're good. And
cut the cuffs.
She opened up the cuffs a little bit. And,
yeah.
You know, it's an awesome, you know, it was, that was just the jacket. You know, we wear whatever you need to underneath, but.
How many jackets would you have at that time as a team rider for?
I don't know how many Craig had, but I just had that one, really. Right. I mean, I'm sure I had other jackets, but that was my jacket that I modified.
And then were you worried about getting it dirty and stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Because you're doing photo shoots.
I never worry about getting anything dirty. People are like, you need to wash your pants.
Yeah, they're filthy, right?
You know,
right.
Go home, your mom throwing in the washer. Like, I'm clueless to, you know?
I fucking love it. Yeah. I love it. Donner where we're at right now, the Donner Ski Ranch, you guys trained here for a season, right? Did you live in the housing here?
No, I've usually lived down at my parents' house. I got the story when the first time I came, you know, I mean, my first year of coming up here, I already had my driver's license from Idaho, and I just load Tucker France and Jaya Bondaroff. I'm sure Roach got in the car, you know, just different, and I'd just drive everybody up here, and we'd come to Donner, and one day the owner, Norm, who I haven't seen him yet, he's like, you know, kind of, he was like, go up to the office, get your picture taken. I'm like, oh, God. I go up to the office. Norm said to come up here and get my picture taken. And like, you know, it's like, you know, kind of thing. Am I in trouble? It's like, no, he wants to give you a pass. Because I used to just bring so many people up. And I didn't cut lines. And I was just courteous. And he'd hand me a shovel. And like, go build a jump. I mean, we had some cool jumps right out here. I mean, it was fun. You know, Donner just has a lot of good history.
Donner's the spot. Did you ride the quarter pipe? You ride the Donner quarter
pipe? The Donner pipe, yeah. We used to do that, hike on that.
Yeah.
And like Damien, we'd all do these palisades here. And you know, Damien was always throwing backflips right at the bottom there.
I just got goosebumps. That's crazy. Imagine being in here, you know, getting a water or something first thing in the morning, and you look, and here comes Damien just perfect turns down that upper section. Palisades. And then a big backflip.
Yeah.
What a Damien thing to do.
You know, we just had so, there was so many fun people here. We just all had such a blast. You know, Boreal was requiring that we got, you know, certified to be safe to ride the lifts.
Yeah.
And yeah, we come here and it was a free for all. We just loved it. You know, we were skiers, you know, as, you know, according to the owner. Just have at it, you know.
Oh, that's just so amazing.
Yeah.
So, but there was training up here, right? Like that's what you. Well, did you guys like Jerry Masterpool up here with you guys at that point? Was it that?
Well, basically, I used to ride up here a lot.
Yep.
And Jerry Masterpool is up here with UNR. He's the college ski race team.
Okay.
And yeah, we see their thing doing. I was, you know, Burton would have us, like, they hired this guy named David Peck, and he was ski guy. And we had to go over to Utah to do that. And, you know, and like they were getting ready to hire another coach. I'm thinking, I want to be in Tahoe. And I was like, I was down windsurfing, and Jerry Masterpool's there. And I was like, you ever think about coaching snowboarding? Because my thing was, get him to do that, and I can stay here.
That's actually
And so I turned
brilliant.
Him on that, and he took up the Burton coaching, and we trained here. And
he trained a lot of very successful racers.
Yeah.
Like, very successful.
Yeah. So
the Cross M team became, that logo became iconic. Like, you'd see.
Yeah, he really pushed that. I know that Jake didn't really want him to have it on it, but, you know, it was his brand, you know.
That's smart, though. You have to be smart with branding. That's it.
Smart for him.
Yeah. Were you ever pushing, or was there ever talk of a Jacoby model? There must have been.
You know what? I'm not sure. Everybody else talked about the Jacoby model.
Yep.
I kind of assumed maybe the one was coming, but. Really, I mean, I guess I feel like I was pushing the mystery era.
Yeah.
And then it became the Kelly model, which is what I figured it would be.
Yeah, no mystery there, right.
I mean, I'd like to think maybe there's a model coming, but I never really pushed one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah, I guess it's kind of the way that it would be. I mean, the way that the story I'm telling myself is that it was like you, Craig, Brush, and Duck Boy.
Yep, the four of us.
That was the team.
We just had a good time. Yeah.
Like, and that was like the original. Like, if you know, they did the Burton 7 later on. Forum had the Forum 8.
Yeah.
You guys were the Burton 4, like the very first superstar team of snowboarding. And you did demos and you traveled together.
Oh, we had a blast. We were
four is a good number to travel together, actually.
And we all got along. We all had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I used to coach up at Craig's camp in Blackcomb during the summer and stuff, and it was all a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, lifelong then, friendships that made there.
You know, I mean, as far as my model, I think I ended up having a racing model with Mistral, and then I left Mistral, and it was before Mistral, Hot Snowboards. I ended up having a freestyle model with Dragons and castles or whatever on it. It was a pretty cool looking board, both top and bottom. Felt like it was the beginning of all that, and a lot of others followed. But
Okay, so the story I have in my head is that then after, by 98, you just bought your board at, you went to the local shop and you looked and went, this one looks good.
That actually was, that wasn't 98. That was the Olympics was 98. So
yeah.
In 90, in the beginning of the season of 91.
Oh, wow.
You know, like in 1998, I had left Burton.
Yes. Yeah.
And I went into the shop and I bought, you yeah, know, yeah, a hot yeah, board right off yeah, the yeah. shelf. And was
but
winning.
You had already had a model on hot and then you went back.
No.
That was before it. That
so,
was before
see,
it.
I'd been riding for Burton.
Yeah.
And then when I left Burton, that was basically in 1990.
Yep.
Then I was like, oh, what am I going to ride? And I went into a shop and the best board I saw there was the hot. I bought a couple of those and started racing on them. I was winning World Cups.
Yeah.
And at the trade show, they're like, can we advertise it? Well, I am a free agent. You can sponsor me. You can pay me. You know?
Yeah.
And and I just kind of took off from there.
Oh, that's a very cool. Yeah. That's a very cool story.
You know, and then, you know, when the whole Olympic thing came in and all that, because I was doing the FIS, you know, the USSA.
Yeah, to do that.
You know, then that they kind of wanted out of that contract. And we had just started building, you know, my freestyle model.
Yeah.
And so I just let them out. And
yeah. So the board you went to the Olympics on, what was it? I don't even remember.
I ended up riding a 24/7.
A 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd so made in the U.S.
I'd been riding from a Mistral, really, you know, coming up the boards I wanted. And all of a sudden that got pulled out.
Yeah.
And I 24/7 up in Goldendale. They were, you know, and Mike Kildevolt was working a lot and trying to get
Sick.
It all going. And
Kildy, yeah.
That's pretty much, you know, he had a pretty cool little plate he put on it, and that's what I was riding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that,
you bet.
Man. Well, we better get out there and get this pipe dug. People are up there, and this we're you know, we got a noon start time, and I don't know what time it is, 9:30 or something.
And you got the yellow pants.
Got the yellow pants. I got to go put them on.
Red jacket. But I'll let you wear that.
Ah, thanks, buddy. Unbelievable, yeah. Mike Jacoby, absolute legend of snowboarding. Thank you for everything that you've done.
You bet.
Thanks for being the Joker. You know.
Thanks.
I'm trying to think of like what sums up like the nicest dude in snowboarding. Yeah, but you were the Joker. So like. Yeah. It's just a really cool nostalgic name, and every time I met you back in the day when you were, you know, top of the Burton team, you were 100% present for people that were fanning out on you, and that was that's cool, man.
Hey, thanks for documenting it all. I mean, you've got a really good library that's getting. I mean, it's got some cool stuff.
I'm just gonna keep going because I'm just having fun doing it. It's just the best.
Definitely.
Outlet for me to, you know, fan out on you guys, and a great excuse to get you to sit down in the morning.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
That's great. Lori Aspris is best known for her work in the developmental years of snowboarding in the mid-1980s. At the request of Jake Burton Carpenter, Lori combined her modeling experience with her snowboarding ability to demonstrate what snowboarding was to the world. Lori used this opportunity to showcase the possibility of femininity in extreme sports, kicking open the door for generations of women in snowboarding. Here's a quick interview with Lori Aspris.
And I was like a white slave for a while because he was like, I can't pay you, so you can just live in my house and I'll take care of you.
God damn.
Yep. And so I was kind of loaned out to him, and then he loaned me to the British.
Yep.
I'm sending you my badge and, you know, to show what a snowboard is.
That's amazing.
That was it. And Laura was in Austria.
Yep.
So we'd meet up.
That's incredible. So what was the first snowboard you put on? What was the first board that you rode down a hill?
A Woody.
Yeah. And was where was it?
Stratton.
Oh, so you're an East Coaster.
Yeah.
You're the dyed in the blood Burton.
Yeah. Yeah.
OG.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on the first Burton team in Stratton and with Mark Heingartner, Chris Malello, Paul Sudman. We were the first instructors, the Hall brothers, the Hayes brothers. We were those people.
That's amazing.
And we'd get people to take us on the mountain at night and ride in front of the snowcats.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah, so the snowcats, you would use the light from the snowcats.
Right.
To You weren't waiting for it to be groomed. You wanted to ride the powder.
No, it was night.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed at Bromley, and the guys didn't invite me.
Yeah.
So I would go to the mill, right, where Jake met Donna, and my place is on the backside of Magic, and wait around for the Snowcat guys from Bromley to come up and have a drink. I'd buy them a drink and then say, listen, you got an hour? Could you give me a ride up to the hill and kind of let me ride in front of you?
And that worked.
It did.
Oh, wow.
And yes.
That's ingenuity right there. And
yeah,
so you're getting some of the best turns in the world at that point. If you're
on the hill, right? Everybody else, of course, was driving up, two cars as hard as you can go.
The shuttle, right? The shuttle.
Right.
So with a Snowcat, you're not stuck at that low elevation. You can go right to the top.
No, they took me to the top, and I rode in the lights. Thank God they didn't run me over. I could have fallen and,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's insane.
What's that red spot on the slopes? Wait, there's goggles.
That's unreal. Unreal. So when do you do the bail over to Europe thing?
Oh, all right. So the Legends World Tour is something that people have been talking about.
Yep.
We really want to hook these iconic Legends events up.
Great.
Right? So 2 years ago, Bob Klein, Steve Hayes, Amy Herman, who's a USAA judge, and kind of a 90s competitor, and I myself with Miney from the World Snowboard Federation kind of started talking about how we can make it a tour.
Yeah.
Because we're the first generation that started doing a World Cup, and now we're still racing, and it's nice to go meet up with your friends once in a while, but wouldn't it be nice if we were pro riders? Because our demographic is hot right now. Right? I mean, we're not gone, and we are now learning the new material. And I talked to some coaches and some instructors about, I'm 62, right? And I want to know what I've been missing. So there's all these new boards. I'm changing my stances. I learned boxes this year. I'm pulling off boxes for sure, and I'm doing some board slides. I'm pulling off some 180s, air to 180.
This is a Netflix special, what you're pitching right now. This is it. This is what people want to see.
Here I am.
60's the new 30. You guys are out there doing the real deal shit. So Pro Tour, a Legends Tour, what a great idea. So who came up with that?
It was kind of collective, but I kind of pushed the button and pushed it through.
Yeah.
I've been on the groups that started the races at Copper. Karen Lesser, Dave Dowd, and I were started the first snowboard school at Copper Mountain in 86-87, and we're like, we're going to have a competition, right? So we did that, and then when I went to Tenia, same thing. So wherever I went, I was it's just natural to have a competition because my job, says Jake, was to show people what a snowboard was.
Amazing.
And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do that.
That's amazing.
And any way I can.
Well, an event like this, so I just was talking with someone up top about, they had just come back from Homesick. So there's a lot of events going on. Homesick out east.
That was the first leg.
Yeah, yeah. And they were saying, because you're not riding the old boards out there, there's a different vibe to it. This thing here, the Legends of Tahoe, with you have to ride the old boards if you want to compete for the glory. It's fucking so sick. It's so sick.
Now, this is bringing up a very interesting point of how we decided which events we could use. So, Miney from the World Snowboard Federation was like, we should use only iconic Legends events like this one, so 20 years old. The Longboard Classic in Austria, it's their 25th anniversary.
Rad Air, I love Harry Gunn's way to go. Yes, for sure.
Homesick was awesome, but it's only 2 years old.
It's 2 years old.
And
it's just
I was like, how can I honor the future legendary Homesick?
Mm.
We had to poach.
Mm.
And poaching. And if you read the website, I have the legends and the reason that we're doing a poach.
Yeah.
That's how we always did it. Someone said, no, you can't, and we did it anyway.
Yes.
And poaching is part of our soul, in a good way.
Core culture, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so the way I can honor Homesick as being a future Legends event is that we poached it.
Nice. That's amazing. That's
and
great.
And then what I can do is because races don't have the appropriate age groups. We're riding against 360, riding against 40.
40 to 60. Yeah,
so
that's insane.
In our rules, we realign the categories. So in homesick, it's the downhill, and it'll be 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70.
Yep.
I assign you points that way.
Yep.
Right? And
Perfect.
Even if you competed and you want in now, you could still sign up.
Excellent.
So it's a new way to compete. Now here, we follow your rules, and if there's no age group, I'm going to assign points as to your age group for the two, you know, for the half pipe.
Absolutely.
You know, the legend. So, and
yeah.
Then when we get to the LBC, it's a free ride with a Le Mans start. Like it's a free ride. That really is representing a lot of our character in different aspects. And they say, well, you guys do whatever you want to do.
I love it.
And which brings up so much open space for creativity, because we are the wisdom keepers. You know, Coach Jake, Tom, Chuck, Dimitri, Paul Graves, right? You know, all the people before us.
Ernie DeLoss.
You know, we want to bring them with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And let people hear the truth. So if you go to all the Legends events, you meet us. You don't have to worry about a documentary.
Right.
Because you get to talk to us.
That's it.
And then we find out what really happened.
Yeah, that's so sick. I love this. What a great energy. You have such a great energy. This is a really, really wonderful thing that you're doing. I love this. And you, I think I've heard your name from Ken Ock.
Ken Ockenbach.
I think he said you need to find Lori Asperis and interview her, because you've done some pretty insanely legendary shit.
Well, I jumped from Burton because Checker Pig, we invented a snowboard company called Checker Pig.
Yep.
Which was formerly Crazy Banana. I'm like, people are like, are you insane? You're going to leave Burton? I was like, yeah, but Burton's not really doing anything innovative, and they're making these rotating bindings with springs in them.
Yep.
So I could ride hard boots and get flex.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So while you're all looking at me jumping off the roof in a bikini wearing hard boots, I'm innovating stuff.
Sure.
I'm changing my stance with this thing. I can do my stance any way I want.
Yep. Click,
And that still works now.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah, that whole Tim Wendell, Lisa Vinciguerra, Checker Pig
right.
stuff, that was
Well,
you.
Lisa yep. Vinciguerra was the first female model, and we chose Lisa, not because she was an awesome rider and a beautiful soul, but her name, Vinciguerra, means win the war.
Oh.
Of feminism.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Shit.
Vinciguerra.
That's
amazing. We were like, you are perfect.
I love it.
In every way, you're an awesome rider, you're a beautiful person. My God, your name is like striking to our cause.
Amazing. That's amazing. Holy shit.
Right.
A life well lived in snowboarding.
We're not dead yet.
Okay, so how do we get the word out there? What do we want to tell people?
Just
how do they get involved? What, like, is it competition? Are they going to go compete? Are they going to go watch this? How are we getting people out to these Legends events to support?
The Legends events exist already.
They all exist.
Right? So
yeah.
They're already there. The riders are there.
Yep.
You'll get a card if you're qualifying. If you rode in World Cup competition or some, pro rider competition before the year 2000, and you are riding in the event that we've chosen for that particular race, that event you're riding in that race, like this one, it's the half pipe. You'll get an invitation, or you just go to the Legends worldtour.com and look it up and just see, and send me an email at info@legendsworldtour.com.
So you'll take sponsorships and stuff, like if people in the industry want to get involved and pay for people to fly around and get people gear and all that shit. We need to do that.
I'm
right?
just the conduit.
Yep.
I open up a possibility for a place where people can now go to their sponsors and say, I'm going to do the world tour.
Right.
I'm going to be, I could take your stuff with me. And, I was riding your stuff in the 80s.
Yep.
I'm going to now tell them what happened. And underneath all that, I'm actually, I've got an MBA in energy management, and I'm building connected communities with new ecosystems. And what I hope to do is, in my travels, find locations, like ski areas and villages, where I can start making connected communities with, you know, microgrids, water, communication, all from the home up and not from the world back.
You just blew my mind. You know when you have one of those coincidences in your life that you go, well, got to follow up on this one. It's pretty obvious the universe is saying, hey, dummy, check this shit out. I just bought property in Belize. I'm giving half of it away to the locals, and I'm trying to create an integrated community that uses our own solar grid and a power wall. And we're on an aquifer, so we're going to do well water, and we're going to do clean well water, micro farms, permaculture, connected community. Look, you want to be a snowbird and go down and stay in Mexico. That's cool. But if you want to come to Belize and live amongst the normal, the local people and benefit the community and their economy and not do cruise ship bullshit, like, that's what I'm into. So this is insane.
Thank you.
This is it. That's not what I'm into. My wife and I, both our names are on the property. This is our vision. This is what we're going to be doing for the next 10 years.
I'd like to follow you.
Yeah, please. Yeah, let's follow each other. And this is a wonderful, this has been a wonderful conversation. Do you want to give me a great story from back in the day, something crazy that happened while you were snowboarding?
Right. So this is interesting, right? So the Berlin Wall was coming down and there was no snow. And this crazy German photographer, Jürgen Capella, scared the night life out of me and said, we're going to go to the Berlin Wall and do some photos, and then we're going to go inside of East Germany and go to the fascist monument and do a photo shoot. I'm like, we're going to die. We're going to die. So he's smoking a joint in the car at Checkpoint Charlie, and I'm just getting ready to see my wife. It's like, Dad warned me, man. Dad warned me. And surprisingly, we get through, and we do our tour, we do our fascist monument thing, and then he's like, look, the guards on the other side are going to meet us at the hole in the wall, and we're going to drink champagne.
Oh, wow.
And I will show, later I'll show you a picture. I got pictures of it. And it was amazing. And just, these guys had photocopies of dollar bills, right? This is their dream, and I'm just going, wow. You know, and I was scared, but you know what? We've learned a lot about those people. And, you know, who they really were. And they were just these, you know, silenced entities, just really hoping for the day that that wall came down. And, we got to be there for that.
That's absolutely amazing.
For a snowboard shoot.
Lori, thank you so much for hopping on the mics. That was fucking awesome. And anything I could do to get the word out about the World Legends Tour. Is that what it's called? World Legends Snowboard Tour?
The Legends World Tour.
Legends
that
World
was
Tour.
Steve Hayes of the famous Hayes Brothers,
yep,
of the Washed Up Cop fame,
yep,
of the VTO fame.
Yep.
Yeah. Came up with that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it wasn't just me.
Of course. Right? No, it takes a village. Right. That's what's going on.
Exactly.
I love it. Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much.
Oh,
that was so awesome. F and Rad shout-outs this week to Lori Asperis and Mike Jacoby. Thank you both for doing the show. Thanks again to Donner Ski Ranch for hosting the Legends of Tahoe. Do yourself a favor and watch the N-Men documentary before the next bonus episodes. Something tells me you'll want to know Don Bostick and Mike Chantry. Just a hunch. Extra special thank you to all the sponsors of Season 9 and especially the Evan Rad Patreon listeners. Be sure to come back next week for more F and Rad Snowboarding, presented by Skyview Campers and brought to you by F and Rad Productions.